MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The U.S. count of active drilling rigs fell decisively in the past week, according to Baker Hughes in its weekly report before Thanksgiving. There were 544 rigs in the U.S., down 10 from the previous week and down 38 from a year ago. The number of oil-directed rigs declined by 12 in the previous week to 407, and the number of natural gas-directed rigs increased by 3 to 130, which is up 30 in the past year. As of November 26, there were 251 rigs in the Permian Basin, which is down from 254 a week ago and 303 a year ago. There were 226 rigs in Texas and 106 rigs in New Mexico, the same as last week. None of the top five producing regions or top five producing states added any rigs last week. The New Mexico Department of Health announced the state health department helpline is now accepting text messages. People needing help with medical questions or finding providers can text the helpline at 66364 or call 833-796-8773 or use the chat feature on the NMDOH website. Questions will be answered during the helpline business hours, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekends. In Roswell, a portion of Main Street between College Boulevard and 2nd Street will be closed to traffic beginning shortly before 6 p.m. Saturday night during Main Street Roswell's Electric Light Parade that will come through downtown, traveling south on Main Street from College Boulevard to 3rd Street. And the City of Hobbs tree lighting ceremony will take place 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday in the Downtown Plaza in Hobbs and is hosted by the Downtown Improvement Association. Vendor spaces will open at 5, live performances start at 5:15, and the tree lighting with Jolly Old St. Nick will take place at 7. Then, 5 to 9 p.m. on December 20th, the city will hold the Hobbs Holly Jolly Fest at the Core, which will be packed with entertainment, activities, and all the Hallmark holiday vibes that you can find. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.